Welcome to the Sports Report for Friday, November 29th. I'm Mark Daniels. A Thanksgiving to forget as the Lions feast on Packers leftovers. 40-10, the final at Ford Field. Packers head coach Mike McCarthy said, injured or not, this was bad.
We're a wounded team that got drilled today by a good football team. And that's the facts of the matter. We have a long weekend. We'll get hopefully get some more people back. But I mean, frankly, you got to run the football. You got to pass protect. We have to get off blocks. We have to tackle better. We've had too much of that here in the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Matt Flynn became the third starting quarterback in the last 4 weeks, and it was not pretty. Turned it over 4 times, completed only 10 passes, got sacked 7 times, including once for a safety. Just one of those days.
Very frustrating. Anytime you can't get anything going, anytime that you should be, and things just aren't going your way, it's very frustrating.
Started promisingly, though, for the defense. They had 3 takeaways early, including Nick Perry's strip sack of Matthew Stafford that Morgan Burnett recovered at the 1 for the only touchdown.
I just got there. I mean, at the end of the day, we're trying to get out there and make a play, create turnovers, saw the opportunity.
But it was all downhill from there as the Lions scored the final 37 points of the game, put up 561 yards. Now, the Packers have lost a lot of games under Mike McCarthy, but blowouts like this are quite rare. Here's wide receiver James Jones.
Any loss is hard, man, but, I mean, when you go out there and you perform like that on a stage like this, knowing that possibly first place is on the line, that's unacceptable, man. I mean, I ain't got no answers for you guys, to be honest with you. It's unacceptable. Nobody played. Nobody did their job today. Nobody.
Lions get only their 2nd win against the Packers in the McCarthy era. They end a 9-game losing streak on Thanksgiving Day games at home. And linebacker DeAndre Levy, the former Badger, so this was a huge division win.
It's big for us. We broke it down to a 5-game season. 1 win doesn't put us in, 1 loss doesn't put us out. So it's good to put Green Bay, a division opponent, 1 more game behind us.
Actually, they're 1.5 back now as the Lions improved to 7-5. The Packers 5-6-1 with a month to go. 2 more games on Thanksgiving Day in Dallas. The Cowboys fumbled the opening kickoff and the Raiders recovered and returned it for a touchdown. And Oakland was up 21-7 at one point, but DeMarco Murray rushed for 3 touchdowns, and the Cowboys prevailed 31-24. Des Bryant, who caught a touchdown pass for the Cowboys, says we got this done because of what we were able to do with the run.
The way we ran the ball today was super productive and perfected. That opened up a lot for the wide receivers. It opened up our pass game. We started seeing one-on-one coverage down the line, during the game, and we executed whenever we need to execute because of the run game.
Dallas improves to 7-5. The Raiders 4-8. And the nightcap had the Baltimore Ravens beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 22-20. Joe Flacco with an early touchdown pass, but from there, the offense stalled, leading to 5 Justin Tucker field goals.
Yeah, I thought we played pretty well tonight, to be honest with you. That's why I was so frustrated. We did so many things really, really well and put ourselves in so many positions to put points on the board and just really put a lot on there tonight. I mean, anytime you score 22 points and you've basically kicked all field goals, I mean, you've scored on a lot of drives.
Steelers scored on their final drive to make it interesting, but a 2-point try was denied. Baltimore now assumes the number 6 spot in the AFC playoff order. With a 6-6 record, the Steelers now fall to 5-7. The NBA took the Thanksgiving holiday off. The Milwaukee Bucks are back in action on Friday night in Charlotte against the Bobcats, trying to end a 10-game losing streak. In college basketball, the Green Bay Phoenix beat Pepperdine 95-89 in their opener of the Great Alaskan Shootout in Anchorage. Kiefer Sykes with 23, Alec Brown 20 points, 8 rebounds. Greg Mays tied a career high with 18. Green Bay will get Harvard a 68-60 winner over Denver in round 2 on Friday night. Marquette Golden Eagles beat Cal State Fullerton 86-66 in the Wooden Invitational out in Los Angeles. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers close out their regular season against Penn State on Saturday at Camp Randall Stadium. Wide receiver Jared Abradaris can't believe it's his final home game.
I mean, it's crazy. Chills are just going through my body right now thinking about it. Being the fifth-year guy from Wisconsin, that's going to mean everything to be out there. So I'm excited to be able to have one more game, at the camp, and you know, hopefully we'll put on a show.
Pat just trying to finish the regular season at 10-2. Just two games in the NHL. The Vancouver Canucks beat the Ottawa Senators 5-2. Edmonton shuts out Nashville 3-0. Green Bay Gamblers on the road for a pair against the Muskegon Lumberjacks Friday and Saturday night. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.